For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. In 1979, the MSU basketball team, led by Irvin Magic Johnson, won the national championship. On Saturday, that team will be reunited to celebrate the 40 years that have passed since winning that title. While you probably remember that team, you might not remember another MSU national championship squad from that year. The Spartan cheerleaders also were the best in the country. They, too, will get back together on Saturday. See photos of the 1979 national champion MSU cheerleading team at WKAR.org. I spoke via Skype with one of those national champion Spartan cheerleaders from 40 years ago, Suzanne Leach, about the experience.
Well, we were asked to submit a video, basically, of our skills to... It was called the Brad Marks Production Company. They were working in conjunction with the National Cheerleading Association, and as well as the NCAA was all part of this this competition. And that we submitted our video in the fall of 1978, actually, and we just kind of almost forgot about it a little bit. And then at the end of December, we were notified that we were selected as one of the five college cheerleading teams to come to come to Provo, Utah to compete for the title. And it was an interesting way to compete because it was actually a television show that was on CBS prior to cable TV. And they filmed us along with a whole variety of Hollywood stars doing their little skits and songs and jokes and things like that. And we would do our competitions in between those acts. And we just each did a 5-minute show, and they spliced all that together and then awarded a winner. So we were thrilled to be asked. We started in December determining what we were going to do, and then we actually went to Utah to compete in early March.
Tell me about the routine. Was there a pyramid involved? If so, were you at the base of the pyramid? Were you at the top of the pyramid? What happened?
Well, that was what we kind of specialized in, I guess you would say. That was our thing, was doing the mounts as high and as dangerous as we could possibly figure out how to do. We had half of our squad was men, guys. And so we had a lot of strong bases, and the other half, of course, the gals, and some of them were teeny tiny in those years. So we would get them up as high as we possibly could. And it was a great fun. We were very careful, by the way, but we did have a few injuries here and there. But so, yes, we did several mounts, actually, 3 or 4 during the competition. We also did a lot of partner work, which was more like spins and throws and tosses and, you know, the guys sort of tossing the girl around. And we did a pom-pom routine and to disco music, which was, of course, very popular then. And we did the fight song at the end to a rousing ovation.
And you won the national championship.
We did. We actually even beat the incumbent team at the time, which was the cheerleaders from University of North Carolina. They were in the competition with us and had won it the year before. And they came in second. I think, honestly, our pyramids were quite impressive, and no one else was really doing them quite to the same level that we were. And, you know, I will tell you, it's a funny story, because when we first were selected to be in this competition, and we'd never been in a competition before, we really just wanted to not come in last. It doesn't sound as if we set our stars that high, but honestly, we did not want to embarrass ourselves, and we had no idea what the competition was going to be like. So we stretched ourselves and did anything and everything that we felt we could possibly do safely, and it turned out a lot better than we thought.
Do you remember any of the cheers from those days?
Well, you know, this was more of a Let's Go State and things like that. Really, we weren't cheering the whole time. We were building mounts, and we wouldn't be saying anything necessarily during that time. There might have been some music or what have you, but we would get to the top, and then we would say, you know, Let's Go State or something to that effect. And but it wasn't so much the cheers, because when you think about it, in college, it's a pretty big audience for being able to say very much. It's really more of a visual and not so much a lot of words. They just don't, they just get lost. So that's why the cheers are actually kind of simpler in college, I think, than high school.
This weekend, the national championship basketball team is getting back together for a reunion. And I understand the cheerleading team is also getting together this weekend.
We are. Every single one of us is coming along with a guest or a spouse or what have you. And yeah, we're just going to be in East Lansing for the weekend and go to the game. Of course, they're giving us a little timeout, I think, to do the fight song. And I think we'll be doing it with the current cheerleading squad. But it'll be fun. We're looking forward to it.
That's great. Now, at the Final Four, did the cheerleading squad accompany the team and perform at the national championship game?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that was quite an experience, you know, for all of the Michigan State fans. I mean, who would have thought? I mean, we knew we had a good team, but, you know, to reach the top was just incredible. And it was just a very joyous time.
Did the cheerleading squad interact with the basketball team on a personal level?
Yes. As a matter of fact, several of us kind of got to be pretty good friends. And when we'd see each other, people recognize each other. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. There were actually a couple of folks that were dating.
Ah.
A little of that. But, you know, it was a busy time, too. Everyone had their own things going on. So, but there were a few little dating situations.
That's great. Can you believe it's been 40 years?
I really can't. It does not seem like it's been that long. It seems like yesterday, really.
Well, I hope you have a great time with your fellow teammates and with the guys from the basketball team as everyone gets together this weekend.
I think we will. And thank you so much for your interest in this. We really appreciate it.
Suzanne Leach was a member of the National Championship MSU Cheerleading Squad in 1979. They're celebrating a 40-year reunion this weekend, as is the MSU basketball team that won the title 40 years ago. Suzanne Leach, thanks and enjoy the weekend.
Go green.
Go white. For WKAR News, this is Scott Pohl.